Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Turning fruit into vegan ice cream.
I would call the bananas more of a ice cream soft serve, and I would call the mangoes more of a sorbet.
A new South Philly dessert shop perfects the banana whip.
We trick many children into eating fruit here.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. It's summertime, time for ice cream, and I am at a brand new place here on East Passyunk Avenue at 932 East Passyunk Avenue. It's called the Chili Banana. I'm here with owner Kevin Kramer and his 8-month-old son, Cannon, which you may or may not hear in the background as we do this interview. So, Kevin, you just kind of like popped up here on East Passyunk Avenue. So was this in the works for a while?
Yeah, so this is our 6th year in business. We're originally a food truck, but we decided with our little one and with how things have been going, we wanted to make the transition into a storefront, brick and mortar, and this was supposed to happen in 2020, but we all know what happened. So this has been in the works for a little bit now.
And you're open now. Sure. Tell me about the Chili Banana.
So the Chili Banana, we take bananas, we freeze them, we juice them, and they come out just like ice cream, real soft and creamy. We top everything with homemade sauces, which are all vegan, crunchy things, fresh fruit, and a little dollop of coconut milk whipped cream.
And that's the whole thing about your store, is that you don't use milk products.
Correct. That's the beauty. We don't hold our noses up to anybody who isn't vegan, but that's the great thing about this product. It's delicious. It's not milk on a hot day sitting in your belly. So that's kind of what we're about.
How did you start getting interested in vegan ice cream? Are you vegan?
Yes. Well, I am practicing vegan, and I got my mind blown when I had my first banana whip, I guess it was more than 6 years ago. I don't know, 8-9 years ago. And I thought, why haven't I had this before? This is so much better than real ice cream. I don't feel terrible after eating it on this hot day. So that's what put me on the path to starting this business.
And then the food truck started.
Correct. Then we started our food truck, and we put all my eggs in my basket.
All your bananas in a basket.
Yeah, all my bananas in a bunch. And we took a chance, and now we're here.
So who is we?
We is me and my partner in the business as well as in life. She is everything to me.
And her name is?
Courtney Harding.
And she's the mother of this little cutie pie.
Yeah, she's the mother of a little cute cannon.
He's been pretty quiet, so that's pretty good.
You're good job, dude.
So what has been the reaction to people trying this? Because it seems like I haven't heard of another banana whip restaurant around here.
Yeah, I think we're like the only one that's like taking this niche and claiming it as like, this is the thing we do. Yeah, other places do it, but I've heard people say we do it better, but I don't know if that's true or not.
So what's the process like to make ice cream out of bananas?
So we got to purchase my 800 pounds of bananas. And then I have to wait till they're the right look that I like and taste.
What's that? Like a brown?
I don't know about that. I don't know. That's, sort of speckly, but it's also by taste is how I do it also.
Because, look, as somebody that also has kids, like, the brown ones are the sweetest ones, right?
Right, but they could...
But kids don't like to eat those.
Right, yeah, and, like, they could be too sweet for me. So, like, it is a happy medium.
What's the perfect-looking banana?
It's got to be slightly speckled, but not mushy. So, yeah, that's the perfect banana for us.
All right. So the kids, like, see the brown spot, and they're like, and I'm like, no, it's perfect.
I don't want it. Yeah, no, this is great. We trick many children into eating fruit here.
That's great. Is this a similar process to, like, your typical ice cream making process, except that you don't use milk?
I honestly am pretty ignorant to how one makes ice cream, but we... all we do is we do it with fruit.
So you get your 800 pounds of bananas, you wait till they're the perfect look, and then you freeze them.
Peel and freeze them, and then we mush them up real nice with our special juicer, and then the rest is deliciousness.
Wait, so you juice them, and then what do you do?
Put them in a cup, that's it.
Oh, that's it?
It's live, to order. We make them to order. Your banana comes straight from frozen to your cup to your belly.
How do you juice a frozen banana?
It's a special juicer we have.
Well, so you stick the frozen bananas in, and it makes them into, like, basically an ice cream type
real,
of texture.
Real creamy, real soft, real gooey. It's delicious.
So the toppings is what gives it the additional flavor.
Exactly. Same base of everything, just different fun stuff on top.
So every flavor is banana.
Yes, every flavor is banana right now, but you caught me. I'm doing prepping mangoes right now, too, because they do the same thing as the bananas.
Oh, wow. So they also juice into a...
Yeah, real soft. I would call the bananas more of a ice cream soft serve, and I would call the mangoes more of a sorbet texture.
Interesting. I've never like had this type of an ice cream before.
It's fire. It's delicious, especially on a hot day.
So what else do you put on top of them?
Homemade sauces. You got your homemade chocolate sauce, strawberry sauce. We make a nice little raspberry. Everything here we do with like a couple ingredients. It's, you know, real straightforward. Nothing too fancy here. I'm just trying to have a good time.
So how much does your teething 8-year-old love a frozen banana?
He's had many frozen bananas. He was... born on bananas, and he loves the cold bananas. You love them.
You're like a little banana.
You do such a good job.
He's staying pretty quiet for this interview. Y'all can't see him, but he's here. You can kind of hear him a little bit. So what are your expectations for this summer? I mean, we're coming off coronavirus. We're coming off of, like, people are starting to emerge from their homes, and it's summertime.
I mean, fingers crossed. I you know, we survived 2020, and we're just hoping that this works out. We didn't come into this with we thought about it. We think we can make this work, and we're just hoping people come out. The neighbors and the community already have been really supportive. So, and there's been a lot of positivity rolling around here. So I'm feeling good.
And is the truck still going, or is this kind of in place of the truck?
Yeah, so truck's on pause for the time being, just until we can get the storefront up and running. Yeah, as soon as I can get, like, employees and we can have this place running without me, sort of say, then we'll be back to food trucking.
How has that been going? Because I know a lot of restaurants are having trouble finding people to work.
Oh, well... Yeah, that's, you hear that a lot, but we pay really good here, and we luckily have a nice support system of friends that are willing to help us along the way.
All you can eat bananas?
You can do whatever you want here.
Just work, right?
Right, work and eat bananas.
What's been the most difficult part about opening? Have you had any big challenges?
Oh, I mean, you know.
I mean, of course, aside from Corona.
Yeah, I guess, you know, that's a given. But also, you know, navigating the city and the red tape is probably the most difficult and painful part about opening a business in a city.
A lot of people say that.
I have a lot of opinions about it.
Especially if this is your first brick and mortar.
Yeah, you know, and you walk into some places and you're like, how's this place open? And then the clean spot, new spot gets dinged for every little thing. So I don't know what's going on.
Brother, I'm noticing this wallpaper here on your counter. Yes, are you gonna, there's bananas, but there's also oranges oranges, pineapples, strawberries, cherries.
Yeah.
Are you going to be doing all of that frozen stuff?
No, that's just like our toppings. We kind of worked around our name. Our name may be the chili banana, but around our logo, it says totally fruit-based. So we sell all things fruit.
So it's all like the toppings and things on top.
Yeah, toppings and all fresh stuff. We don't mess around.
Have you tried other things? And we're like, what the textures don't
work? Yeah, or like the amounts you'd have to use. Textures don't work out. But the banana and mango is our... That's the main guys.
And what can you describe it? Describe the it's just like a creamy texture?
Yeah, super creamy, super soft, just like I would say not as soft as soft serve, but not as hard as ice cream. So it's right in between, delicious, sweet, yummy, and it could be as indulgent or as healthy as you'd like here. So we have a lot of
cuz you've got like chocolatey,
chocolate, peanut butter, and then you got like we got mad fruit we hold here. We got homemade granola, all kinds of stuff.
So you have like fruit on top of fruit?
Oh, yeah. Fruit on fruit on fruit.
And chocolate and granola.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got like the crunchy, the sweet.
Exactly. Is there always a crunch, always a fruit, maybe a homemade sauce, and definitely some coconut milk whipped cream to like bring it all together.
What's your price point?
$6 to $8 is what that's the price point. Yeah.
An ice cream.
Yeah, exactly.
And what are your hours?
We are open now Wednesday to Friday, 11 to 7, Saturday, 12 to 8, and Sunday, 12 to 6.
How do you juggle a business and a baby?
Well.
And coronavirus.
There you go. I'm doing it right now. He's at work with me, and I'm on an interview for something.
Is this the future of work? Because, you know, work has changed everything, and I feel like people are a little more understanding with babies. Are you noticing that?
I think selfishly, maybe I could prey on people's niceties if I have them here. But, no, I think that people are more accepting and realize that they're at a small business and that no one else is doing this besides me and my partner and the couple people we have working here. So I think it's almost cuter and people realize they're at a family business and that this is our, you know, this is our future and our livelihood.
But this is what people do. People juggle family and business.
Exactly.
And it looks like you're new at it because he's only 8 months old.
That's correct.
So how are you doing?
I think we're doing all right. I think we're doing okay. Are we doing okay, buddy?
The smiles make it all worth it.
You want the phone?
All right, Kevin Kramer with the Chili Banana here at 932 East Passyunk Avenue. Kevin, thank you so much. And Cannon, of course. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for coming by and stopping in.
Bye, Cannon.
Bye. Say something. Nothing. Stage fright.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.